The fashion of gowns accentuated both her height and bosom, and her mamma despaired, predicting failure, which duly ensued. Lacking confidence and made constantly aware of her oddity, Sophie crept miserably through her first season, and then a second, and third when her younger sister Frances was brought out. Frances was a more average height, a little on the tall side, perhaps, but only by the smallest of margins. She basked in maternal approval and formed a very suitable connection within the year. Young Lady Tattersett had then proceeded to fulfill wifely expectations within 18 months of marriage and was due to be confined for the first time in early May. Sophie had determinedly avoided a pointless return to London since her sister's triumph, and had not thought it necessary that she should attend for the come-out of her youngest sister Harriet, 6 years her junior. The death of Lady Chelmarsh's sister, however, meant that her ladyship faced guiding two inexperienced damsels, and felt the need for reinforcements.
"What about Aunt Augusta? She would be far more help than I could be, Mamma."
"Your Aunt Augusta has declined."
Lady Chelmarsh coloured, not wishing to reveal the tone of her sister-in-law's refusal.